KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. This is day one in the trial of your state auditor, Troy Kelly, the first Washington State official to face charges in 35 years. And we have Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins in the courtroom this morning. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon, Bill.
What are the stakes for Troy Kelly?
They're incredibly high. I mean, and I think that that just is driven home on this day when you walk into a stately federal courtroom and you are going to go before a jury and you, if found guilty, could potentially face 10 or 20 years in prison. This is where you lay all the cards on the table and you hope for the best, but you are playing a high-stakes game.
And what have you heard in the courtroom this morning?
Well, it's been jury selection so far, and you know what's interesting about this is that for the fact that he is a statewide elected official, for the fact that he's been indicted now under indictment for nearly a year, for the fact that his home was searched by the feds and that made front page headlines, many of these jurors have very little knowledge of this case, profess to at least, and even those who do have knowledge of this case have very little understanding of the facts. In fact, one of them said it seems rather boring to this person. It does have to do with the real estate services industry, and you know, people kind of tuned out, it seems like.
Well, if you're like one of those jurors, I'm talking to listeners now who aren't quite caught up in all this. We're talking with the man who wrote the epic story, the history of the Troy Kelly case, and we're tweeting that out, a multimedia report that'll catch you up on what's going on. So we're tweeting at KUOW. Finally, though, Austin Jenkins, I want to tell the listener why they should care. Why should we pay attention to this outside of our state capitol?
I suppose there might be two reasons to care. One is if you are a voter and a taxpayer and you help elect statewide officials, we haven't had a statewide official or even a high-level political official under indictment in this state, as you noted, in more than three decades. So he is your state auditor. He is in line to succeed the governor of this state. There was even a brief moment when he was acting governor during his tenure. But the other reason is if you have ever bought or sold a home or a piece of property, you have paid fees that were on that HUD closing form, fees that you may not have understood, fees that maybe you didn't care to understand. As one member of the potential jury pool said, he called them garbage fees. Now, that's in the eye of the beholder. But the question becomes, when you sign that HUD form, whether you are signing away your rights to that money and how it is spent and whether it's ever refunded to you is legal and legitimate. And that's really what I think this case will come down to. But if you've ever been in the real estate business, if you've ever sold or bought property, if you were a part of that industry during the heyday, during the bubble, this case really gets back to some of the activities during that time and whether they were legal or not. Not whether they were ethical, whether they were legal or not.
Troy Kelly on trial, the state auditor, the state watchdog, and formerly in the real estate business. And that's KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, telling us what's going on in this trial, joining us live on KUOW. Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.